Mellem Nice og Monaco ligger Villefranche, Villefranche-sur-Mer, som er et sted, hvor man ikke nødvendigvis kommer forbi, medmindre man tager strandvejen. Mange mennesker kører fra Nice til Monaco på det, der hedder Moyenne-Corniche. Når man kører det op på bjergene, så kan man se ned til Villefranche, men det er ikke så tit, man kommer herned. Der er også en halvø, der hedder Cap Ferret, og når man kører ud på den, så får man en fuldstændig anden oplevelse, end man gør i det hektiske liv inde i Nice, eller for den sags skyld i Monaco. Det her indslag, det er faktisk optaget på et skoleskib på vej ud på Middelhavet. Vi er på vej ud af havnen lige i øjeblikket. I kan høre motoren. Jeg ved ikke rigtigt, om det rejser sejlene, fordi heldigvis for mig, fordi jeg er ikke alt for søstærk. Heldigvis for mig, så er vinden ikke så voldsom i dag, så jeg tror ikke rigtigt, der kommer sejl på. Det, der er det heldige for mig også er, at hvis jeg gerne ville fortælle jer en hel masse om Villefranche-sur-Mer, så kunne jeg bruge mange timer på det, og det har vi ligesom ikke tid til. Så ved siden af mig, der sidder den turistansvarlige for Villefranche-sur-Mer, for Cap Ferret, og hun kan fortælle os en hel masse om det. What are you going to experience here in this wonderful small place?
Alors directly when you come in Villefranche, the first what you see is the big the citadel, the fortress. This fortress is from 1457. It was built at this time. It is a very, very big fortress, and it is a pity when you don't come to Villefranche and you don't see the citadel. After that, you have the old city. Inside of the old city, what is very, very interesting is the Covered Street. The Covered Street, it is a street, it is 132 meters long. And it was not covered at the beginning. The people living on one street, they found their house too small and they built over the street. You have a project wall along the water. And when you come inside, you think you are in a medieval film because it is dark. You don't have opening, only one door going to the mayor. And a lot of film are making in this street because it's really medieval. After that, sure, what you see in Villefranche, it is beautiful, it is the sea, and we have a lot of cruise ship coming because it is so nice. You have the little fishing house, colored fishing house, and then you see the old city going up over the mountain. Therefore, when you come over the low Corniche, you don't see Villefranche because it is along the waterfront and you don't see the village.
But I can tell you that I have been attending the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix many times. I know that the listeners know that I have actually done 20 Monaco Formula One Grand Prix as a journalist. And I always stayed in Nice. And when I did that, I always took the way back from Monaco to Nice, I took it along the water, close to the water, and every time I went past there, I was looking down to Villefranche. Once I went down there to look at it, but it was only for 5 minutes, but this time I had about 24 hours, including a little bit sleep, to experience what happened and down there, and I was really looking forward to it, because it's a wonderful place. Og så sker der et eller andet ude i vandet, og alle mennesker, der er nogle andre mennesker med på det her skib også, de skal hen og fotografere. Og jeg tror simpelthen, det er fordi, der er hvaler eller delfiner i området, og det er det, man gerne lige vil se. Men det vender vi tilbage til, fordi jeg laver selvfølgelig en speciel feature på lige præcis denne her sejltur. Lige i øjeblikket sidder styrmanden ved siden af og forsøger på at overdøve mig, men det får han altså svært ved, for det er mig, der har et fast greb i mikrofonen. Ja, yeah, I don't know exactly what we were looking at, but anyway, when we are talking about Villefranche,
it was a tortue. Tortue. It is how do you say in English a tortue? It is like an animal with 4 feet, and the head is going inside.
Oh, det er altså en skildpadde. Så der har altså været en havskildpadde der, som yes, man lige har fået øje på. Ærgerligt, jeg ikke så den, for så havde jeg taget billede af den, men det må blive en anden gang.
They have seen one, but we didn't see it.
So you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
Nå, så der, man har altså set det en, men vi så den ikke. Men Rita, som vi faktisk slet ikke fik navnet på, da vi startede det her. Rita, you have probably stayed here a long time.
Yes.
And what is fascinating you when you are living here?
Alors, when I came here for the first time, I was fascinated from the quiet. If you leave Nice is a very nice city, but it is a big city. And when you come in Villefranche, it is quiet. And you mean you live in another world because we are directly along the water and only you think there is only fishermen, but a lot of people are living here and working here. But it is the quiet and It's peaceful in Villefranche.
Det er præcis som et eventyr. Hvis man kommer på de her kanter her, så skal man altså tillade sig selv en pause at tage ned til Villefranche og opleve det. Jeg har faktisk selv, ikke i selve Villefranche, men på den her Cap Ferret-halvø, har jeg selv på et tidspunkt, hvor jeg virkelig havde brug for ro. Simpelthen, der havde vi nogle timer hernede, som var helt fantastiske. Og det kan jeg altså kun anbefale alle og enhver.
And therefore you see there's so many filmstars coming here, yeah, to live here or to they buy the big the nice villas, sure, and a lot of film stars living in Villefranche, eh? You have Elton John, they live a little bit higher, Tina Turner, the U2, they live here because the quiet, the peaceful.
So maybe I can meet Tina Turner around or something.
Maybe. When she's making shopping or in a nice restaurant from Villefranche.